Later in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna will several times define this focus, one-pointedness in as one-pointedness in Krishna consciousness. There are several verses in this regard. Ananya Cheta Satatam Yomam Smriti Nischayaha Tasyaham Sulabang Partha Nitya Yuktasya Yoginaha. There's one. Ananya Cheta. Or Ananyas Chintayanto Mam. Ananya means without any other, fully concentrating on me. This is pure Krishna consciousness. This is the aim of the Krishna consciousness movement. Not simply to bring people to Krishna consciousness, but to bring them to pure Krishna consciousness. There are various levels of Krishna consciousness. And pure Krishna consciousness means to always think of Krishna. With love. Of course, it is possible to always think of Krishna with hatred. That's also possible. The examples are there of Kamsa, Ravana, and others who thought of Krishna and Rama, but with great hatred. But that is not bhakti. And that is not conducive for the well-being of the person who has such an attitude. Now, generally most people take to religion. Who take to religion, they are of the category bahushaka hi anantascha. They have many material desires. And generally religion is thought of as a way to live in this world in a good way. And get the blessings of God so that one can live a peaceful and happy life in this world without doing harm to others. But that is a mistake, because the whole idea of enjoying in this world, even in a pious way, is itself an attitude of rebellion against Krishna. Krishna demands, Savadhaman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Surrender to me only, giving up all other ideas. So this Ekeha Kuru Nandana, this fixity, means in Krishna favorably. That will become more clear as the Bhagavad Gita unfolds. Now, it's not that everyone who takes to Krishna consciousness does so with the motive to become completely pure. Completely pure means anyabhilashita shunya jnana karma adhyana vritam anukulyena krishna anushilalam bhakti ruttama. Completely pure means not cultivating material desires. Not even cultivating desires for liberation. And to be always engaged favorably in Krishna's service. However, people come to Krishna consciousness with different motives. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritinor jana artho jignyasur artharti yani cha bharatar shabha. Krishna says that four kinds of pious people approach me. The distressed, that's not really correct. Distressed, dukhi, something like that. Everyone has kashta, but that not necessarily distressed. Yeah, someone, yeah, it's a difference, isn't there? You can be in the middle of kashta, but not be distressed. So, distressed, desirous of wealth, searching, the seeker, one who is, what is life all about? Jignyasu. And someone who comes to Krishna because they know that Krishna is the supreme. Mostly people come from the category of the distressed and the desirer of being desirous of wealth. This is not a purely devotional motive. But if such persons approach Krishna and take association of Krishna's pure devotees, they can also become pure devotees. Jaha komal shraddha shikarishta jan krame krame teo hoibe bhakta utam. One who has very pliable faith is called a Kanishtha, or a very low level devotee, but gradually he also can come to the topmost level. So that requires them to associate with advanced devotees. Srila Prabhupada writes here in this purport, the resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. The resolute person of a person, resolute is dhrira mana, it's resolute determination. It's the same, actually it's an adjective and the noun are more or less the same. So you can just say dhrirata, something like that. It's just to emphasize, that's all. Those who approach Krishna for material purposes, they're not very much interested in knowledge of Krishna. They think, well, if I can get my job done, then what do I need to know about Krishna? If he gives me money, then that's all. I don't need to know anything about him. I get the money, that's all. Just like if you go to an ATM, it's probably not much used here yet. You don't need to know how the machine works. You put the card in, the money comes out, that's all. You don't need to know how it works. I would think here that culture is not much developed yet, is it? Yeah, it is. It is, okay. All right. Checks more. Checks are less. Yeah. So you might think that, well, I go to the temple, I do a little puja, and I get what God gives me, so that's all I need to do. This is a long way from pure devotion. It's a start, you could say. It's just like some people may think, well, I need money, how shall I get it? I'll go on the street with a gun and look for someone who looks like they've got money and put the gun at their head and tell them to give me the money. So that's one way of getting money. But that is criminal. So if one earns money by an honest means and then has money in the bank and withdraws it from an ATM, that is a much more honorable or better means than being a criminal. So to approach God, that means, even for money, that means that at least there's some recognition. God is there. But that is not pure devotion. And that will ultimately not satisfy us. Savai pung sang paro dharmo yato bhakti rad hokshajaya haitukya pratihata yayatma supersedati. The highest dharma for every person is unmotivated and uninterrupted devotion to the transcendent Lord. Only that will satisfy the self. So when Krishna tells us to surrender to Him, that is for our benefit, not for His benefit. We will continue to suffer in this material world as long as we do not take up this full absorption in Krishna. Now, from time immemorial, we have been forgetful of Krishna. Krishna bhuli se jivan adi bahirmukh. Not just forgetful of Krishna, but actually inimical to Krishna. So, although we may accept that we should surrender to Krishna and think only of Krishna, we find it difficult to do so due to bad habit from many lifetimes. Therefore, we have the process of sadhana bhakti, which helps to gradually purify our consciousness and purify our attraction, which is presently focused on everything mundane. So that we always think of Krishna. Actually, we should always think of Krishna. Krishna's names, forms, qualities, pastimes. and qualities. That is what we should all immediately do as soon as we understand the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. However, it may take some time. We have to be patient also. So you may think, well, it may take a long time before I can become actually absorbed in thinking of Krishna. There is a very powerful means by which we can become absorbed in Krishna thought, even in our present stage. And that is to become absorbed in thoughts of serving Krishna. And particularly, Srila Prabhupada has given us this mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. So if we take to heart this mission of spreading Krishna consciousness, then we'll always think of Krishna. We may be thinking how to print some books or import some books. For importing books, we may have to go through so many customs procedures and so many things. Just for example, or to organize this festival, we may have to meet so many government officials. We may think, well, how is that thinking of Krishna? Well, it's something like this. It's just like the queens of Krishna. They will dress themselves very nicely and comb their hair and put ornaments. So they're thinking how to look very nice, and they're thinking of jewelry and clothing and all these things. No, you're going ahead of me. You're saying it before I said it. I'm supposed to say it and then you say it. The Krishna Tripti part comes later. All right. You speak, I'll translate. So they're thinking of these things, but it's all for the satisfaction of Krishna, that Krishna will be pleased to see them. So in the same way, a devotee may be absorbed in apparently material affairs, but it's all for the pleasure of Krishna. And the actual effect of becoming absorbed in the mission of preaching Krishna consciousness is that one does advance in Krishna consciousness. When we're making all efforts to share Krishna consciousness with others, then we perceive Krishna's mercy. The enthusiasm of Krishna consciousness, the spirit, we become infused with that. So in this way, we do receive Krishna's mercy very powerfully and tangibly.
Krishna's mercy.
then we become more enthusiastic also to read the books and learn about Krishna and share these teachings with others. This is for Grihasthas also. That the Grihasthas, they have their family duties to see to. But if they're thinking that how can I help to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, and they're actually engaged in such activities, then Krishna consciousness will be the center of their life. There are some devotees who we could say they're more passive and some are more active. So passive means that they'll come to the temple once a week, once a month, once a year. They'll do their Krishna conscious activities at home. But they're more or less satisfied just to practice Krishna consciousness, but they're not much concerned to help spread Krishna consciousness. They have their guru and they'll have a picture of the guru and they'll bow down, but they're not thinking very much about how I can truly please my guru by preaching Krishna consciousness. So such devotees might be satisfied at the level of Krishna consciousness that they're at. But they won't get the same intensity as those who are thinking how to spread Krishna consciousness. Who are part of the mission, all the devotees coming together to spread Krishna consciousness. That is Sankirtana. Bahubir Militva Yat Kirtanam Iti Sankirtanam. Sankirtan means when many devotees come together to glorify Krishna. In this Kali Yuga, we get strength. Sange Shakti Kalo Yuga. In this Kali Yuga, we get strength from coming together. We may think if I have to concentrate on Krishna, then if I'm mixing up with other people, they'll disturb my concentration. But actually they help us to think of Krishna. Smarantam smarayantascha. Devotees, they think of Krishna and they help others to think of Krishna. So let us be active devotees and not passive devotees. Kriyamana? How about that? Active? Sorry. Just trying. In this sense, we can say in Sanskrit there are these words yukta and ayukta. Yukta means to be joined. Yukta ichyuchyate yogi. One who is joined, he is called a yogi.
Yogi.
Yoga and yukta, these two words are synonyms.
Yoga, yukta, and the end of the word is samam.
So we can join, we can link up very well with Krishna by Sankirtanam. Sankirtan in the broader sense, not only of chanting the holy names, but of glorifying, joint effort to glorify Krishna. We can also link with Krishna just in some more relaxed way. But that will not be a very strong link. Yukta, joined with Krishna, means should be very strong. Very strong link. Just like sometimes you may see some advertisement for some glue, and there's something which is joined together with glue, and there are two elephants pulling from each side, and they can't separate it because the glue is so strong. So in the same way, there may be so many strong Maya gives so many strong efforts to pull us away from Krishna, or to de-link us from Krishna, to make us ayukta. So we have to be very strong in Krishna consciousness. Our link with Krishna has to be very strong. So strength comes from association. Association of devotees who are all endeavoring to please Krishna. This festival is a great opportunity to glorify Krishna, to help others come closer to Krishna, and all classes of devotees, they like to participate in such festivals. But generally we see, I can imagine it's like that in America, that some devotees, you'll see them at the Rath Yatra. That's it. Once a year. Maybe a Janmashtami also. But Rath Yatra, they like to come. Everyone likes to come for Rath Yatra. It's like that. In England and America, devotees who have... They're devotees, but you don't see them much.
London, America, and the Eratila, you can see
So Rath Yatra in the Western countries, it's like a reunion, social gathering for all the devotees who in the past they were more active. Australia, it's like that. You saw Rath Yatra in Australia. You wouldn't even know the older devotees, probably. But our aim should really be this, ananyas chintayantumam, always to think of Krishna. And therefore we have these daily programs. It's not so exciting as Rath Yatra to have daily program with just four or five devotees, maybe Mangalarti, something like that.
தினசரி நிகழ்ச்சிகள் ரத்த யாத்திரா போல இந்த உற்சாகத்தை கொடுக்காத நிலையில் இருக்கலாம். அதாவது நாம ஐந்து பக்தர்கள் மட்டும் இருந்து மங்களாட்டி பாடுவது.
But actually it is, if we ourselves understand what is this that we are doing, we'll always find inspiration in Krishna consciousness.
நாம் என்ன செய்கிறோம் என்ற அந்த விஷயத்தை நாம் சரியாக புரிந்து கொண்டோமே ஆனால் எப்பொழுதும் நாம் வந்து
Prerana is the Sanskrit word. Utsaha. So thank you all for coming and participating in this festival. And we hope to see you all many times before the next Ratha Yatra. There's so much activity to be done in Krishna consciousness. Soon the new books will be printed in Sinhala. So we shouldn't think that Krishna consciousness is only meant for the Hindus. If we look in the English dictionary, we'll find the word Krishna. And it will say they're a Hindu god. But Krishna never says, I am a Hindu god. Krishna says, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, I am the supreme controller of all the planets. Aham Bija Pradapita, I am the seed giving father of all living beings. So we need to spread Krishna consciousness to all people. So with these books becoming available, we have a lot of work to do, to go house to house, town to town, village to village, distribute these books. And read the books so that we can understand. Again, I'm quoting from Srila Prabhupada's purport, the resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. And then we can explain to others also. People will ask so many questions. If we study Srila Prabhupada's books, we'll be able to answer them. Then they'll be satisfied. Then their faith in Krishna consciousness will increase also. Because practically people may call themselves Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, but no one knows anything about what they just believe something. They're not even sure what they believe. So be involved. There's a great mission to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Those of you who are older, getting toward retirement age, then you can think you don't have to stay at home all your life. You can come out and serve Krishna full time also. Just like Haripada Prabhu and his wife.
துணைவியார் போல.
He was doing business, had his family, now retired and now only preaching.
அவருக்கு வந்து ஒரு வேலை, ஒரு தொழில் இருந்துச்சு. அந்த தொழிலை விட்டு இப்போ வந்து முழு நேரமாக பிரச்சாரத்தில் ஈடுபடுகிறார்.
And actually he was preaching during grihastha life, but then he had also to do business, this and that. But
grihastha வாழ்க்கையில் அவர் வந்து தன்னுடைய செயல்களையும் செய்தார், ஆனால் வந்து பிரச்சாரம் செய்தார்.
So you can do that also.
நீங்களும்
during your family life you can engage in the preaching mission, and then when the time comes then you can just do so full time.
குடும்ப வாழ்க்கையில் நீங்கள் வந்து சிறிதளவுக்கு நீங்கள் முடிந்த அளவுக்கு நீங்கள் சேவை செய்யலாம், அதற்கு பிறகு எல்லாம் விட்டு முழு நேரமாக ஆகிவிடலாம்.
And this way we can always be absorbed in Krishna thought.
இதன் மூலமாக கிருஷ்ண உணர்வில் எப்பொழுதும் நீங்கள் இருக்கலாம்.
Otherwise there'll be so many unnecessary thoughts. We can chant Hare Krishna, but we also have to become very resolute, otherwise Maya will catch us. Jiramana, Tivramana, you are saying the same words again. It's a bit much, huh? His brain is overloaded. I know, that's why I was wondering why you're translating. Anyway, you're running out of brain power. I know what it's like. It's difficult to translate. After some time, brain shuts down. Unless you're practiced. Okay, so Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, any question, comment, anything you want to say?
Can you just read the first sentence in the purport for us, Maharaj?
First sentence of the purport. Okay, a strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called vyavasayatmika intelligence. Read it in Tamil.
Krishna unarvinal vaazhvil megum yenna pakkam nilaikkirathu uyarthapaduvar enna pramana nimbikke vyavasayatmika buddhi nilaikkirathu.
So it is described there that when one has this vyavasayatmika buddhi, he understands that he is on the threshold of the highest perfection in human life.
Vyavasayatmika buddhi in the nilayil oru irpa irkiravan endral the anmiga nilayil miga veendra nilayudaiya the unbaga oru nilai irkum andha nilayil avarkku.
And isn't it, Maharaj, that when one captures this understanding in his intelligence, Prabhupada said intelligence means the ability to analyze things in the proper perspective.
Buddhi endra enna vendral ella vishayangalai sariyana vidhathil pidithu paapadhu.
So when one comes to the point of being able to analyze that the highest perfection of life is simply to love Krishna with all our heart, mind and soul, then he will be fixed. He will not be deviated by anything.
Thanudi manam buddhi matrum iriyathinal undu eppozhudume undu Krishna nenaitu konde irukka vendum enna nilayil oruthar irundale anal avar endha vidhamana vidhathilum avar undu vali thavara mattar.
You were speaking of this all along in your very nice lecture. This point is important that we need to understand what is the highest perfection.
நீங்கள் உங்களுடைய உபநியாசத்தில் நன்றாக இந்த விஷயத்தை நீங்கள் விளக்கினீர்கள், ஆனால் மிக உயர்ந்த பக்குவம் என்ன என்று நீங்கள் விளக்க வேண்டும். நீங்கள் விளக்குங்கள்.
Hare Krishna, Jai Jagannath, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna.